ho, ho, and hello. Took a long time for me to slip in behind the microphone, but I'm here, and I know that we've got a program for everyone, and I have a special person as my guest. But before we go, I want to talk to you for just a moment, and I want to say something to everyone in the KDNK community about our DJs, our station, our community who listens to this most incredible radio station. And we know our DJs play a world of incredible music. And we also know that businesses listen to KDNK and promote their business with a membership to KDNK. Did you hear that lead? Yes, I'm leading into our business match. It's our $250 membership business match. And we are listening on the phones for you to call in at 963-0139. And, you know, we sustain seniors. You know, money is sometimes an issue with us. But what I've done is I have a sustainable that is drawn out of my account with my monthly contributions going to KDNK. So that's what I'm saying. But there's something also I'd like to say, and I'd like to say thank you. I'd like to say thank you to my team of medical professionals who are steering me in ways where I can have another back surgery. This will be my third one, but that's okay. I'm strong. I'm getting healthy. I have a great team. I have a physical therapist, Jessica, and she's at Personal Rehabilitation Center right here in Carbondale. I have a team of doctors that Zoomed together a few weeks ago to talk about me, my health, my direction, and what I needed to do to get ready for my next surgery. So thank you, my doctors. Thank you, my healing community. Thank you for your guidance, your touch, and your care for this little old lady. How about that? My guest today, Dee Dee, are you there, dear?
Yes, I am.
Woohoo! I hear your voice. Aha! Aha! Thank you, Raleigh, for pulling this together. It's all electronics, and, you know, electronics is something that I'm glad I sit behind the desk and I have talented people taking care of me. Dee Dee Osborne, I first met Dee Dee when she spoke to community members at Third Street Center. And she gave an overview of CBD and its growing use. Welcome, Dee Dee. What's new?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Diane.
You're welcome. The reason I, you know, CBD salves, tinctures, have been a part of my life since I injured myself some years ago. Dee Dee, I heard this, I heard you talk a year or so ago, and I want to know, who is Dee Dee Osborne, who has such incredible information? Tell our listening audience a little bit about you.
Well, you know, I have only been here in the Valley for about 5 years. I was originally moving here to be closer to family from the East Coast. I'm a retired business consultant, used to travel a lot, but I always felt like home here in the Valley. So about 5 years ago, well, up to that point, I was not interested in cannabis, marijuana, CBD, anything else. It just wasn't really on my screen at all of awareness. until my daughter was diagnosed with brain cancer about 5 years ago and entered into a three-year struggle that was extremely painful with anxiety, pain, seizures, research, experimental process that was also challenging. And I realized that I needed to know more about this. Here where I was living in the valley, milk and honey, 40 miles long and over 40 dispensaries, and I'd never been in one, didn't really know anything about cannabis or marijuana. So I set out to do some research. I have a master's in psychology, and I've always been interested. So I ended up getting certified in medical cannabis by a physician, Dr. Dustin Sulock, who's very well known. So at least I could feel like I had some certified knowledge that I could count on, right, as I did research. The second part of that was then to develop my own website called draftsforgeezers.com, which the purpose, of course, is to compile the emerging research that I was coming upon and making an annotated list according to symptoms and types of research. So the people, everybody could log on and look up PTSD and see what the recent articles were, or anxiety or insomnia or whatever. So that's what I was doing all through 2019.
Okay.
There was a lot of information coming out at
Absolutely.
That point. But starting here in 2020, there's been much less information, news coming out. Although I posted something today about all of the most active researchers currently that we need to be aware of. So that's how I got into this. I do not diagnose. I do not recommend, actually, but I can share what I've learned.
That's where we're going, my dear. That is directly where we're going. Let's talk a little bit about CBD. CBD, what is cannabidiol?
Well, there are two basic forms of cannabis plants. One is hemp, which is basically CBD and has less than 0.3% of THC, which is the psychoactive part. And then the other plant part of that is actually marijuana, which is over 0.3% THC or psychoactive.
Mm-hmm.
So the marijuana plant has over 120 cannabinoids in it, and those include CBD and THC.
So when we're talking about CBDs, we're talking about a part of the marijuana plant that has the CBD as part of the factor to the plant, and then that CBD is extracted for use in a multiple, many ways. I have a question about the CBD and the THC. Now, yes, the THC is a psychoactive. It is a body-brain effect that it causes. The one thing I want to know is, in my CBD salve, I have some THC. The little I know is that CBDs on their own are not as effective in the body without a certain portion of THC. Do you know what I'm saying when I fumble through that?
Yes, because you could certainly get a CBD hemp salve, for example. That's legal in all 50 states and could be sent to you in the email, but it would have very little THC in it. Or you might get some type of salve or tincture that has more than 0.3% THC in it. And I think there is good research that says having even a little bit of THC in that mixture will make it more effective.
Okay.
Especially if it's for pain.
Right.
Because of the entourage effect, which means nature put them together and they work better together.
I like that point. I mean, nature puts it together and it works better together. My golly gee, they knew that when they were pulling the plants up and chewing them or wrapping the leaves for whatever the body needed at that time. I'm one that held back for a while, letting people know that I was a marijuana person, or by cracky, I've been using CBD, and you know what? You can get marijuana smoke with CBD in it. That was a real interesting eye-awakening thing for me, because I think the people that want to get high with marijuana is one thing. The people that want to add CBD to it also, they're treating a bunch of things.
Yes. The interesting thing, of course, is that marijuana isn't like it was in 1960.
I lost you. Marijuana isn't like it was in the 1960s. I lost you. So I will say a little bit of what I know about the difference. We didn't know what we were getting in the 60s, and marijuana users didn't know what they were getting in the 60s, and we know what we're getting now because pharmacopoeia is in the growing rooms, and the putting together the chemical products that are vitally important for the use. So we're getting more effective, stronger, a variety of smoke pleasures, a variety of CBD uses, products. I have taken the gummies. I've used the drops. I've used the salve. So I'm pretty much in the groove with it. And Raleigh's in here trying to get Dee back on the phone because I can't keep this up forever. But I did. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we lost you quite a bit of the way. Did you have your radio on or know of anything? You kind of figured you were hanging out and waiting.
Well, I have a couple of comments to make about that smoking CBD.
Please.
And how plants are bred now differently, as you were beginning to explain. So consequently, you know, what people were smoking in the 60s was like 6, 7, 8% THC. Not all that strong. But nowadays, marijuana can be bred for up to 30%, 40% THC. It's extremely potent and powerful and psychoactive. However, they've also discovered how to cultivate marijuana that is mostly CBD.
Good.
With some THC in it. So you can smoke marijuana that is largely CBD in the plant. It's not added as any kind of drops or liquid on top of the plant at all. It's actually in the plant. So that is a possibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about CBD tinctures and salves, and those are typically made with isolates, like you mentioned.
Okay.
You take that out of the plant, and you mix it up in different ways that can be either absorbed through your skin or you can ingest it.
Okay, I hear you.
By the way, CBD has been approved by the World Anti-Doping Association, it's called WADA, for the use of CBD in all sports worldwide.
Yes.
It is also approved for use in the Major League Baseball and the NFL. And the reason is because CBD can be very protective against inflammation of muscles, of brain tissue, if you have a concussion, things like that. So the thing to remember is that CBD is very safe. It's very effective. And there is nothing psychoactive in CBD in this form.
Good, good, good. Because as I have said, I've been using it for years, specifically with this back surgery. It has surgeries. It has been, I'm not into the drug thing. I'm not into pain medications. My doctors know it. They have given me scripts so I can use them if I must. I have been applying CBD salve to spasms in my back, my hip, and my buttocks. And you know what? It works. It works. I can tell everyone my using CBD salves has helped my health, my body, be a better 80-year-old body, no matter what the heck has knocked it down. It is helping me walk, sit better, move better, waiting for another surgery to come up and then talk about moving. I will be skating and I'll be taking my boards up over those hills. In my dreams, my wildest. Dee Dee, to reassure our listening audience, what key point would you want to bring to their attention?
Other than the fact that it's safe, I would say be very cautious and aware of what you are buying. One of the main studies that was done last year, so several hundred examples of bottled CBD in different formats, and over 50% did not have in the bottle what was on the label. Sometimes it was more, but more often it was less than what was listed. So I prefer to get my CBD at a dispensary because they are highly regulated. They have to be laboratory tested. You have to know if there are any pesticides in them. You have to know if the actual container holds what it's supposed to. And that's probably my primary advice. There are a couple of people here locally in the Valley who have CBD products. And by the way, you can call them up. You can talk to the owners. You can have it sent to friends anywhere in the United States or to yourself because it is totally legal in all 50 states. CBD is. And then the other thing I would advise is to be patient because it doesn't happen like in an hour.
Yes.
As you know, you have built up a response and you have an expectation. And you know what your body is used to, and you know how long it takes. But for some people, they might have high expectations that my pain will go away in an hour. No,
no,
it probably won't. And the interesting thing you mentioned about pain is that what they will tell us is that it doesn't really impact the pain itself. What it does is it impacts our perception of the pain, and it doesn't distract us so much, and it doesn't bother us so much.
Our perception of pain, isn't that interesting? For those of us who have gone through pain and have had pain, and almost all of us have, Perception, isn't that interesting? Can I say perception and overview are similar? No.
Well, I would say the perception is, it may be part of why it's so good at dealing with anxiety, because anxiety is a part of pain.
Okay.
The more pain we feel, the more anxious we get.
Okay.
But there's something in the CBD, especially if you have some THC in it, that basically you kind of find yourself, well, I don't really care a lot. And you know what happens? You don't feel so much pain. You're not as anxious. You sleep better. You feel a little more relaxed. You're not as depressed. That's what's so interesting about this little plant.
Okay.
Because people who, the research that they're doing with elders who tend to be on a great number of prescriptions.
Right.
Is and that they start with tinctures for pain. And little by little, over a period of months, they begin to get rid of, you know, antidepressants, which means then you don't need laxatives. And then you're moving around, so you're not as depressed.
Exactly.
And then you're sleeping better. So
exactly.
your sense of well-being goes up. But it happens over a period of months. And I want to make another point, which is, with the use of medical cannabis, it's always in micro doses. It's not about smoking and getting high. It's about very small doses, like a baby aspirin, right? If a 10 milligram gummy is standard in the state of Colorado.
Right.
A low dose would be 5 milligrams, and a micro dose would be 2.5 milligrams. So we're talking about micro doses, mini doses, over a period of time, which allows our bodies to be better balanced, actually, in our own cannabinoid system.
That's kind of a tricky explanation.
But.
A quickie on my part. I can't believe it's so late already. I'm looking at the clock here. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yep.
And high.
Yes, it is.
What was I going to say? CBD gummies. I was giving myself 60 milligrams a day, taking 2 10s 3 times a day. I'm out of my gummies. I don't know, I can't recall if there was any difference in how I felt or my pain or my discomfort, my general physical discomfort. I will say one thing. I know pain can be depressing. It can control everything you do. I do my
yep.
best to go beyond it. You know, I do my best to be
yep.
me
right.
and go beyond it. And I am so glad that I can treat myself where physically the pain and discomfort from the broken back, the infections, you know, have been okay to go for a walk with. You know, I'm walking
mm-hmm.
with my pain.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to my next surgery. How crazy is that? And Dee Dee, I'm so glad you are here and you're in our valley and you bring your knowledge and you're wanting to be a part of this community to all of us. CBDs and you and helping to introduce our community to a pretty good safe treatment for our bodies.
Right, and I would like to say that if you go to grassforgeezers.com and you look up in the research articles on chronic pain,
yeah.
there are some very good studies on the efficacy of CBD with THC for chronic pain. And there are a series of newsletters
okay.
that are free that are also on the site. And I encourage everybody to inform yourself and to try natural solutions.
I do too, Dee Dee.
In support of what your medical professionals are recommending. And if you have any questions about do I have any interaction with CBD and medications that I'm taking, you can go to drugs.com and just click on interactions, and it will show you if there's any type of maximizing or minimizing of anything like that. Okay?
I got it, girl. Thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Mine too.